I think you can do anything on the radio, within reason. I'm not saying bad language or anything like that, but you can certainly play charades on the radio. So I think we might play charades. Maybe next week we'll get Paul G and he'll be great at that, and Katrina and Blonde. We'll
I'm
play
actually
charades.
Really good at charades.
Yeah, charades would be great on the radio.
That's
yeah.
on Pictionary. I'm rubbish at Trivial Pursuit.
We'd have to have a big prize for it though anyway. So we might play charades with the listeners next week. All right. Okay. So it'll be kind of a verbal form of charades.
It'll be right. very interesting.
One word, sounds like. Anyway, we often get you to go to our website, rte.ie/moon, to see photos, get extra information on items we've covered, or just simply to listen back to the podcast. And I'm happy to say that we are one of the top web pages in all of RTE. But today we'd like you to go to our website so that you can play along with our next item. It involves a mysterious photograph and where it might have been taken. The Mooney Show's Katrina McFadden has been finding out more. Katrina.
Yes, well, I've handed out the photograph to yourself and Bonnie there to have a little look at. And you'll remember about 3 weeks ago or so, Mooney listener Paddy Gallagher from Achill Island contacted us about his mother's engagement ring. And we were talking about lost and found on the show, and he rang in and he said, look, I've got a lovely story about my mum's engagement ring. It was lost in a haystack. It turned up 18 years later in a field down the way, and it was a very charming story. I went down to Achill, beautifully told to me by Paddy's parents, Kathleen and Geoffrey. And while I was in Achill, Paddy happened to mention another story to me. And this one time it's about a very mysterious photograph. So Paddy was on eBay one night and he was Googling Achill Island, where he's from, and he came across a photo page that was for sale from a 1915 National Geographic magazine. And if you go onto our website now, you'll see the photograph. You guys have it printed out in front of you. But it's a black and white photograph. It's taken by an A.W. Cutler on Achill Island, and it was printed, as I said, in National Geographic magazine. It features an old thatched cottage, a little girl sitting on a horse, and there's an older woman, might be her grandmother there as well, three other children, a big pile of turf, and in the background the sea and the Manon cliffs. So Paddy thought this was a fascinating photograph. He thought it would be nice to try and figure out where on the island the photograph was taken from, who were the people in the photograph. And he thought that with Achill, a lot of everybody knowing each other on Achill, it would be fairly easy to trace the descendants and show them this photograph and say, look, there's your great-great-granny or whatever. But it proved to be a fair bit tricky. So he enlisted the help of his friend Sean Malloy. They decided between them that the photograph was taken at Achill's famous deserted village. I'd never been there before, but this is one of the biggest tourist attractions on Achill Island. It's a little village of ruined stone cottages that was deserted after the famine because the rents went up and all the people moved out. But it remained as a bowley village or a booley village where cattle were brought to graze every summer. And if it was taken at the deserted village, Derek, this would be a very rare find because there were only a couple of photographs in existence of the village ever taken. So they thought it was taken up at the deserted village, but then a spanner was thrown in the works by local archaeologist Dr. Teresa MacDonald. She said, no, I spot a few discrepancies in this photograph. I think it's taken at another location up the road. So Paddy called in the Mooney Show to try and figure it out, to try and get to the bottom of it. And our listeners can make up their own minds by looking at the pictures on our website now. We've got option number one and option number two. You decide, have a little look as the interviews play out and decide just where was the photograph taken.
We're standing in the deserted village and we're looking out on Minon Cliffs and Keel Beach and Keel Lake. We're up on a height beside the graveyard.
And what is the deserted village?
The deserted village is an old settlement. It hasn't been lived in since, when are we looking at?
1850s.
Now, there's a reason we're here today, and it's all to do with a photograph. So tell us the story behind the photograph.
Well, one evening, I was on eBay, and I was looking up things about Achill and images of Achill, and I found this page. There was a guy in America selling a page from National Geographic magazine from 1915. So I looked at the image, and I said, I wonder where that is. That's over somewhere in De Gert. It'd be lovely to, I've never seen this photo before in Achill. It'd be lovely to, the next time I'm down, take a photograph and find out where this house is. And maybe there'll be people living there now. I can knock on their door and say, this is your ancestors that you probably didn't, you've never seen a photo of them before. And here they are. I used the cliffs as a reference. So as I worked back from the cliffs, I found myself coming up here and coming up here. And eventually I ended up in the deserted village.
So you were trying to match the photograph with where it was taken.
With where it was taken, because there's a road in the photograph, there's the cliffs which haven't changed and the lake which hasn't changed. But to get the right house that was taken in, I had to find myself here in the deserted village.
And you enlisted the help of Sean Malloy, who's here with us today. Why did you go to Sean?
I go to Sean. Well, Sean is local, and Sean is the man. If you want to know what's happening in Ackle, Sean Malloy is the man. Sean Malloy has what's on in Ackle on Facebook, so he'd know a lot about Ackle and his people from here as well.
So, Sean, you were shown the photograph by Paddy, and what did you think? Did you agree with him that it was up here in the deserted village at this little ruined cottage that we're standing beside right now?
Yeah, absolutely. When I saw the picture first, I have to admit I saw it previously, but I never thought it was in the deserted village, and it was only when Paddy pointed out that it was in the deserted village, I could see the Minnon Cliffs, I could see the lake, and then I realised that he was right. Mm-hmm. I came over here and he'd spent a couple of hours and I spent a couple of hours here, because there's actually three or four houses here that would be a good candidate to match it up, because the angle of the road, there's an old shed there that seems to have been a house at the time, and then we're looking straight out, and the corner of the lake along with the corner of Clare Island seems to line up properly for this house here.
Okay, now the house that we're standing beside, it's in ruins at the moment. Now, who lived here up in the deserted village, and what's the history? How did it become deserted?
It was deserted in the early 1850s, but it was used up until the 1940s as a bowley village. So a lot of these houses would have the thatch on them until relatively recent times, 50, 60, 70 years ago.
And what's a bowley village?
Bowley village is the people that lived here, the vast majority moved to the village of Dua, which is about 3 or 4 miles. And during the summer months, in order to grow crops, they would bring the cattle over here for the summer months so the cattle could graze.
No, it's a very scenic spot, isn't it? It's very poignant as well, walking around here.
It is. There's always huge interest in here, and people come up, as you can see. There's quite a lot of people here today, and that's every day of the year almost. You know, no matter what the weather is or what conditions it is, people will come up here. There's always been a lot of talk over the years about, you know, rebuilding one or two of these houses to let people see what they looked like in the times when they were here, because With the ruins here at the moment, a lot is left to the imagination as to what they would be like. So I think, you know, if there was a project to restore one or two of those, that when the thousands of people that come up here annually can actually see, I think it'd be a great step forward, and maybe this is the step that'll take us there.
Well, Paddy, your dream was to take this photograph, to match it to the house where it would have been taken originally, and then to maybe find out who lived in that house. Now, how far along are you with that?
No, it's only starting. At the moment, we're only starting to confirm that this is definitely the house. My ambition and my dream would be to find out who the people were in the photograph, to identify them by name and tell their story. What happened to them? Did they immigrate? Are they buried here beside us in the graveyard? Are they buried in graveyards in Cleveland and Boston? What was their story? Did they die young? Did they have big families themselves? To find out who them people were. But it will be difficult because the photograph, it's been taken in National Geographic. There's a lot of things in the photograph that have us asking questions, like the horse, for example. It looks like a thoroughbred horse, looks so well. Was he the photographer's horse? Was he the people who lived in the house? Could they have afforded a horse like that? Probably not. So that the photograph keeps asking questions. The clamp of turf was another question. Such a big clamp of turf at a bowley house that would have been used in the summer asked the question. And the window, the shape and style of the window. It's not common to the houses that were in other houses in the deserted village at that time. How did they come to have that house? So every time that photograph just keeps, the minute you have something answered and you think you're there, it throws something back at you again to query that question that it keeps asking questions. So we have to get to the bottom of it.
Well, Paddy, as you said, this photograph keeps asking questions. This site that we're standing at beside the ruined cottage is only option one, yes, for where the photograph may have been taken. There is a second option, and you're going to introduce me to Teresa now, I think, who has come up with a second theory of where this photograph might have been taken.
Yes. This is Teresa MacDonald from the Ackle Archaeological Field School. She's been researching the village for how many years, Teresa?
Since 1991.
Since 1991, so.
So you're familiar with all of these ruined cottages, Teresa?
I think so. I've surveyed every single one of them.
And do we know who lived here and families, and can we tell that sort of information?
We do. You have the Griffiths Valuation, 1855, and that gives you quite a lot of information about the people who are here. So when the photograph was taken in 1915, this village would have been a bowley village. Mm-hmm. It would have been deserted, apart from maybe one or two houses. And the people would have come up here for about 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. Now, the picture looks as if it was staged. And when I saw it first, when Paddy passed it on to me, the first thing that caught my eye was the window, which, having surveyed all of the houses here, I knew there was no window like that in any of the houses in the two villages here west of the graveyard.
Ah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Much, much bigger. There were no glass in any of the windows. Mm-hmm. The windows in the deserted village houses are splayed. I mean, it means they have a small external aperture and then they splay inwards to allow maximum light in. and there is a huge clamp of turf in front of it. That would not really be associated with semi-permanent occupation,
okay,
particularly in summer.
So although looking at the photograph, the vantage point, the place where the photograph could have been taken, does look like it could be up on this hill at the deserted village, you have another theory of where it might have been taken.
Yeah, I think that it's likely to be a house to the east of the deserted village. The village to the east, which originally had about 40 houses in it in 1838, on the 1838 Ordnance Survey map, was acquired by the Achill Mission, who set up a proselytising station in Dugort in 1838. Mm-hmm. When we were doing our survey, only about five of the houses survived, plus one that was intact, or relatively intact, and was modified over the years. But we have the full history of that house from the owner, present owner, Dr. Marjorie Wallace.
Ah.
So I think it'd be worth talking to her and looking at the view from her house, which is not too far away, and then making a comparison and deciding which of the two has merit for the one in the photograph. Yes.
We might get to the bottom of your mystery yet.
Yes.
So we're in the west at the moment and we need to travel to the east to visit this house.
Right.
Where we're off to next, how far do we have to go?
We're off to Fahia. And it's about a 5-minute walk.
Lovely, lovely.
Along the old road which traverses the deserted village.
You can lead the way, Teresa.
Okay. This area is home to several Neolithic megalithic tombs.
Oh.
Core tombs. There's one right beside the cottage that we're going to visit. There's one further down the slopes to the south.
Mm-hmm.
And there's two further up slope on the mountain of Sleepmore.
So this must be an archaeologist's dream.
It is, because we're excavating a site now which may or may not be a megalithic tomb. It's an unclassified site.
Right.
So we won't really know what it is until the end of the summer, probably. This is the house that I think is the one portrayed in the National Geographic photograph. It has been altered and modified by Dr. Marjorie Wallace.
Mm-hmm.
And Marjorie came here, I think she said she was here in 1941 anyway. Mm-hmm. It was dilapidated, roofless, and she purchased it in 1968. Mm-hmm. And did various alterations.
And it's a beautiful stone house, roof on it now,
and
lovely yellow windows.
Brook in front of it.
A babbling brook.
And she inserted her own water supply.
And you think it's okay to go in and say hi?
Yes. Hello, Katrina. This is Dr. Marjorie Wallace, who purchased the house, I think is the one in the National Geographic photograph in 1968, currently writing a small history of the house and its famous occupants, from Frank O'Connor to a baroness to the author of Alfie.
Ah, well, Dr. Wallace, this is a beautiful house. Tell us a little bit about this house and how you came to be here.
Well, it started off just as the two rooms. I was with my girlfriend and we were headed for Connemara, and she said, well, why don't we spend a couple of days in Achill first? And we fell in love with the place.
Now, do you know about the story of this National Geographic photograph?
No, I don't. Friends sent me an email with a picture of it, but I hadn't seen the original article.
Well, we're here today to try and solve a mystery. A local man, Paddy Gallagher, spotted this National Geographic photograph taken 100 years ago, and he's desperate to try and find out where the photograph was taken and who lived in the house. And Paddy, this could be, according to Teresa, this could be option number two, and it may have been taken here at Dr. Wallace's house, maybe.
Very good.
Have you ever been up here before?
I haven't. It's off the beaten track.
It is off the beaten track, but very, very beautiful. So, Teresa, you think that the photograph was taken here outside Dr. Wallace's house. Well, let's just go back outside.
The original part of it,
mm-hmm,
as you can see, probably from the corner.
Okay, well, let's just walk over there and we'll pretend we have a camera in our hands and that we're a National Geographic photographer. And we'll try and match it up with the photograph. Well, Teresa, we're standing outside Marjorie's house now, looking at the Menon Cliffs. And just, you make your case for why you think the photograph was taken here at this spot.
Well, I think because you can see we can see Key Lake in front of us, the Menon Cliffs behind, and part of Clare Island, which sort of falls in more or less with the contours of the landscape in the photograph.
Okay.
But you also have some paving on the ground, which is reminiscent of the paving in the house in the picture. The windows in this house were more characteristic of the houses that belong to the Ackle Mission. They have windows, they have window glass. You do not have that in the deserted village. You have the horse, which is a little bit it looks like a horse that the photographer may have come into Ackle on. The photograph is obviously posed. You've got a grandmother and you've got four children. And you've got this large clump of turf, which is not conducive with summer bullying. The thing that does actually, that does seem to be fairly authentic in the photograph is the grandmother and the children, because I know from my research that latterly, in the later stages of bullying, it was the grandmother and the children who were sent up here to mind the cattle.
So the mystery continues. Can you help us with our mystery? Katrina,
yes,
what have people got to do?
Well, as you can hear there, Teresa and is at loggerheads with Paddy and Sean in terms of where they think this photograph was taken. It's throwing up a lot of questions. You can go to our website now, rte.ie/Mooney, make your own mind up and see where this photograph was taken. Paddy's going to keep us informed. This is only the start of him trying to unravel this mystery. His next step is he's going to try and trace the photographer's family and find out if he has kept notes about his time in Ackle and maybe other photographs, and we might be able to get to the bottom of this. But for now, step one is trying to figure out where the photograph was taken. Have a look on our website, rte.ie/Mooney.